The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Boom. Boy, that was kind of weird.
Greetings.
I kind of liked it, but it was just sort of weird. Anyway, good morning. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday once again, September 8th, 2024. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again, and I'm here in the studio with, in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Could you turn down mine a little bit?
No.
It's almost like somebody was here that needed a hearing aid. Testing. A little more. Testing. Can you turn it down a little more? Testing.
I don't want to hear testing.
Testing.
How about that?
That's a little. Turn it up a little bit.
Turn down for what?
Up a little more right there.
Live radio.
And here we go.
Wonderful wino radio. Yeah, it used to be a George Carlin thing. Anyway, I'm also in the studio with the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than speeding internet connection, more powerful than the high-speed download, 10th degree black belt, and Rand, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning.
We got a...
crowd.
Wow, okay.
We need like an MMA crowd or something shouting. All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to cover today, as always, and it seems to just get funner and funner and funner out there. Or more fun.
More funner.
More funner and gooder.
Gooderist. There we
Yay.
Go.
Yay! That's all about
crow
you, Dave.
Goes
wild. Don't do it too loud. You'll go to his head. I think he's the
real quick, shout out. Mom, Dad, happy anniversary. Love you guys so much. Happy you guys did the thing. Created a very handsome young man. I was talking about my brother there, but
you have a brother?
I do.
Do you have a sister?
I don't.
Oh. Just asking.
I don't think we have any guests today. Do we have any announcements?
No. Oh, well, we always have announcements.
Let's do our announcements before we
all right. In. Don't forget, we have the spaghetti dinner coming up on the 28th of this month.
It's a spaghetti.
Yeah.
This is the spaghetti dinner.
It is to help the residents out at the Reading Veterans Home for things that they can't get otherwise. We've bought dance floors, shuffleboard, pool tables, exercise equipment, bocce ball court, I mean, all that kind of thing, and this helps pay for that. So please buy a dinner. It's September 28th. It's from 4 to 7. We'll be at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street. Tickets are $15 for adults. Veterans are $13. Kids 12 and under are $10.
You don't buy a ticket, it's Atsumata for you.
Don't forget the cannolis.
Yeah, because our funds are getting kind of low. This is also a drive-through or sit-down.
As opposed to a drive-by.
Yeah, well, no. You can drive by and I can throw them out there, I guess, you know. We'll have the secret that's throwing them out there like Frisbees. But
Sleeping with the meatballs or the fish.
Back in the old days.
I was going to give Dick's number, but I got to get it.
I got the 530. 404-356-3651.
Well, that's me.
Oh, I guess you don't know your own number.
I said Dick's number.
Put it up, Butch.
Yeah. You don't even know my number, so shut up.
What?
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is starting to get abusive and aggressive. But, of course, that's who we are. That's who, that's what we do is how we roll.
Welcome to the jungle. Whoa.
We got what it needs.
Who's that? Guns N' Roses.
that wasn't that good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Try All right, I'm looking for
Dick. Still had a little bit more cannoli in there.
All right, so his number is 530-246-9131.
I was going to start tap dancing, but if you... We got a little Italiano and a musica.
All right, and then on that line, I guess there's Pisano Days. You had a card, don't you, over there?
I got some tickets.
Oh.
I got tickets.
Oh.
So I fortunately avoided all the tickets on the way up.
You want a ticket?
No, I have tickets.
I don't even know.
Anyway.
I just show up because somebody's already bought them already. Linda's like.
So anyway, please help us out if you can. If you can't attend the dinner, we are open to taking donations. And so.
Today's Grandparents' Day.
And it is free admission. The dinner, you do need tickets.
You can buy them the day of.
Oh yeah, it's not free admission.
It's
adults 15, veterans 13, kids 12 and under.
We gotta pay for the
10.
Food.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I'm
free.
Not sure what.
What does that say? The top free admission?
No.
What are you looking at? Pisano Days?
Mine says free admission. For more information and dinner tickets, call John.
Okay, you're talking two different things.
That's Pisano
Days. This is spaghetti dinner for the veterans.
Oh, good to clarify.
Okay, there you go.
Another fine mess you've got.
Yeah,
I've got to
watch these people all the time, I'm telling you.
All right. So I got to bring up this thing. I'm still kind of waiting for some confirmation of this, but by all accounts, from what I'm hearing, this is absolutely spot on. So we've got one of our supervisors that's running for re-election, and I keep asking myself, she says that she's a conservative Christian Republican.
Right.
Why are the Democrats sending out postcards for volunteers for Mary Rickards? And this looks legitimate. If anybody can say it's not, let me know, but... a lot of you have already gotten postcards to write on behalf of Mary Rickards' campaign, but we still have about 3,000 left. Yeah, half of them. So I need everyone who can possibly do more postcards, take more postcards, let me know. I'd like to get my hands on one of those postcards just for fun. But it says, our Democratic Central Office is open every day from on Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 at least. The address is, I'm not going to give it. You can look it up if you want. I'm not going to give it over the air. I am also on the Reading Farmers Market behind the City Hall on Saturday mornings. You can pick some up, blah, 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 blah. And this is from Cheryl, McKinley. And I looked up who Cheryl McKinley is, and she's the vice chair of the local, Shasta County for the People Dems.
Huh? Yeah, but we've seen this before.
Yeah.
Don't you remember
but
the last election?
You know, I don't care. But what I care about is honesty. What I care about is don't lie to me while you're leaking, you know,
but
tell me it's raining while you're taking a leak down the back of my neck.
There was people running for office before. The sheriff was one that says that. They backed him, and they did a couple other ones. They had a postcard, remember? They had like four of them on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But why are the Democrats supporting a conservative Christian Republican, if that's what she is?
Kind of reminds me how Bernie Sanders was constantly talking about the millionaires and the billionaires need to pay their fair share. And then he became a millionaire. And the billionaires need to pay their fair share.
Yeah, it's like Michelle Obama sitting there going, you need to redistribute and give more. Well, she's got like three or four mansions all worth millions and millions of dollars because she's the exception to the rule.
Or the Black Lives Stripper. Matter lady that has a bunch of mansions and just stole all the money and.
Oh yeah, how they got those mansions after
that's
they
different.
Got.
We better get Dick's on the phone. We better get.
Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning, man. Excuse me. You're talking about the spaghetti dinner. I'd like to mention one more thing.
Sure.
Is that we are a nonprofit group that is helping the veteran home. And if you can't attend the dinner or you don't want to go to the dinner, we take cash donations, too.
Right.
And I have a card reader if they'd like to come by, and I can take credit card donations or write a check to SCV, what is it?
NCVSC.
Yeah, write a check out of that. And it's a non-profit, and you can write it off on your income tax. So if you don't want to attend a dinner, please help us with the cash donation. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
I appreciate you, Dick.
All right.
Yeah, we're open for donations.
I have tickets.
All righty then.
Yep.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay, that's it. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Thanks.
So I'm just looking at this, and you know, this Democratic vision statement I'm looking at here from the Shasta County for the people is just the same old tripe crap. You know, they twist everything. Okay, as is a white right for a woman to choose her own future. No one's denying that, but translated, that's a right for a woman to have an abortion no matter when, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that's not a right for a woman to choose her future. She should have chose her future before she started fooling around and got pregnant, maybe. But, you know, we could argue that all day long, but I'm just kind of looking at the fair treatment in the criminal justice system. What does that mean? Okay. Does that mean that you prosecute your political enemies? Does that mean, and we've got a
and
bunch
you make
of,
up charges?
You make up charges, and we've got some proof of that as well.
Lots of proof.
And the right to death with dignity, well, I'm gonna let that one go. I mean, who doesn't have the right to death with dignity? I'm not sure how that feathers in here, but.
Make up the crime and find somebody to do the time?
The right to equal access for all those with disabilities, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can get into any building anywhere because you have a wheelchair? I'm not sure what that means. But the right to free speech, except if we disagree with you.
Yeah, which the Dems are trying to get rid of.
Right.
They're all over the free
speech. Oh, we're all about
thing.
Free speech, but
except,
if you argue
yeah,
with this world...
We want to get rid of all these platforms, all the avenues, so that you can have free speech.
Well, it's like arguing with an idiot. You're going to get nowhere. It's like, so I was on that neighborhood... social media. And I said, this platform isn't free speech. Oh, I got this guy. He's like, oh, of course you have free speech. It's in the Constitution. Blah, 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 blah. So I said, is Hunter's laptop real? I was immediately freaking censored.
I know. There's
I couldn't get back onto the site. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yep. But that's what they call that free speech. Because they say anything that is they disagree with is disinformation. And when you go back to that, remember they told us all the laptop was disinformation, all the COVID disinformation. Now we find out all that disinformation was actually true. The laptop was real. That's verified in court. That is connected to Joe Biden and Hunter. And Hunter just pled guilty
to tax evasion.
To a bunch of tax evasion charges. Yeah. I kind of predict that no matter what happens, he'll probably get pardoned before January 6th.
You see it time and time again with them, like the laptop and stuff. Now they'll say, I've never changed my stance. That's the way
I've never changed my values
or anything. That's what I said 4 years ago. It's like you lying piece of...
against the wall. Now I'm for it. I used to be, I mean, it's like really,
yeah,
I got a little.
You got the clip, the 50 different
I don't have
clips
that clip,
of her
but,
of,
but
about
here,
the wall.
Here, let me play this little clip. This is just one aspect, but listen, are we ready in there? We got a clip.
Yeah,
right.
And then we'll get to Andrew. But then we'll
get
to Andrew.
Andrew. Okay, here, this is a real short clip. I'm only going to pay like 50 seconds or whatever it is.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes. That is called Bidenomics. A loaf of bread cost 50% more today. Ground beef,
is up almost 50%. There's not much left at the end of the month. Bidenomics is working. The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Yeah, so she's having a debate with herself. It's before and after. Let's go to Art.
We'll go to Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I don't want to hear any more of headboard Harris. I really don't. I'd like to answer the question Mark posed about Mary Rickard and why the Democratic National Party is backing this woman. You do recall at the convention just recently they just held, they sacrificed 25 souls to that. It's abortions, guys.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Dana Carvey in Saturday Night Live, I want to answer the Mary Rickard thing. Could it be Satan? She has 666 on her flipping license plate, for goodness sake. I don't know anybody.
That's a typo, Andrew.
It is not. I saw it myself with my own eyes. I did. And it's a personalized plate. It's not government issue. You have to pay for these ding-dang things.
Really?
So yeah.
That's an interesting... See, I didn't know it was a personalized.
I didn't know
play.
It was personalized either.
Yeah, that's interesting. And
it's
she
not
had
the
to
black
order
and yellow one that you're seeing currently, but it's 666 and then three letters something else. Look at your standard automobile plate. Does it start with three numbers?
Mine doesn't.
No,
I think it can sometimes though.
I don't know.
Well, I would. If it was mine and it came with the Escalade that she's driving around,
I think I would get a different plate.
I would. She has the money to afford to do that. it's not a good look.
Yeah, I guess the SUV for her stands for Satan's utility vehicle.
So Dana Carvey said it right. Could it be Satan? I think
the church lady. The church lady's back.
Yeah, and the whole thing about that, she's like, people stalked her to find that out. It's like it's public. Your plate's public. I mean, all you got to do is walk by the car. You know, she made it like somebody searched it out. Really? You parked
your car. I got behind her.
Yeah.
And believe me, she drives awful.
Well, I haven't done that one.
So what you're telling me, Andrew, is that you're not surprised that the Democratic Party is supporting her?
Not one bit. You know, she originally ran against Janet Chandler, who was my hero. I love this woman. She's my hero. And she was lost because she doesn't have the deep pockets. And
Support her own campaign, Mary Rickard. I saw the they always talk about Anselmo this and he controls everything. But she put like $107,000 of her own dollars in there.
Yeah.
How has she benefited from it other than being in league with
Now.
Well, there's money and then there's power. Or is it the power first and then the money? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, these people desire power. They can never quench that thirst ever. And again, they sacrificed 25 souls at the convention through the portable abortion trucks they had there. I thought perhaps they're going to do it on stage, but that was just a little bit too much for them.
Well, I heard Moloch got hung up in traffic.
anyway, thank you for letting me air my postulate. Thank you.
And
guys.
You are in her district, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
I wanted to make sure we got that out there, too.
Yes, I am. And, you know, I want win to win, but it's too late now.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any signage for Corky.
I've seen a few, not much.
I've
heard things about Corky, you know. I think he's actually really a conservative, and I have friends that know him personally. So I think he's our guy. We got to back him, you know.
Yeah.
It's either that or Satan.
I met Corky, and, you know, I hope we win. He took it exactly the way I intended. He says, no, Harmon, not win. Anyway. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. We appreciate the call. Can you turn mine up just a little bit more? It's just not quite where I want it.
Well, you know what I found interesting about Mary is when we were out, you know, walking door to door in the district, I never come across, I don't think, one person that supported Mary Rickard.
I don't know.
When I was door knocking, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Saying.
Looks like we do have another caller. We got Nick on the line.
We do.
Nick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, fun never stops, Nick. What about you? Another day in paradise, living the dream, what?
You know, things
He's
are good
in water beds.
I've had no complaints. I've had really good luck talking with Mark Mazzano and Kevin Cry and Patrick Jones trying to get things done. I wanted to call and tell you that I think you're making a mistake picking on Mary about the 666. I highly doubt that was a personalized license plate.
I'm not picking on anybody. All I'm saying is I got proof of somewhat of this postcard. I'm trying to verify it. I got somebody trying to bring it to me, and that's what I'm talking about. I don't know about the plate. I'm just reporting. Our caller called in, and that's what he said. The information he has.
Hey, Carl Bott, let me finish my sentence.
sorry, Nick.
Hey, well, listen. I just think I don't think that's a good point to be picking on when there's other better points to be picking on. And you know, one point is she always voted lockstep with Modi. She was in on appointing Eric Magrini to be the sheriff. She was in on making up a new position for Eric when he didn't pan out as a sheriff and giving him a $32,000 raise. She always stuck up for Don L. Ewert when I pointed out he was a liar about the homeless success they had in San Antonio and they didn't have to build a jail. It was completely fabricated. She rubber-stamped the home key, putting homes in subdivisions killing the people, and they're bringing in homeless. I think there's plenty to pick on. And
What about the COVID lockdowns and shutting the boardroom? And
she didn't want to take the voting machines away. She liked them.
She wanted to keep the voting.
Yeah.
She's stood against every conservative effort there has been in this county since I have been involved in the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Well, I agree with you, and I wanted to point out that, and I just think that the 666 is the lesser of the evils that we could come up with.
No, the 666 is about Satan.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great day, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
We appreciate you. So I just want to do a little disclaimer here. I don't know about the 666 thing. Andrew says he's verified. He's in her district. I have no idea.
I don't know if it's a personalized plate or not.
It's a free speech issue, so it is what it
but,
is.
But we do know that she has that on her license plate. That is true.
Okay.
So the worst license plate I've ever seen that somebody got issued straight from the state was LATE, the number 4, ANAL.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. No, I don't know if we want to know.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
But the whole thing is, again, why would she even accept being backed by the Democratic Party, just like the sheriff and stuff, if you aren't
because
a Democrat?
Here's the thing.
You can't get elected
in this county unless you tell everybody you're Republican, because you've got to fool the Republicans into voting for you.
You got to lie?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to lie. Does any politician that you know of not lie?
Well, I know a few that don't lie.
All I'm saying is that in this county, if you don't say you're a conservative Christian Republican, you're probably not going to get elected. And so you have to get the people who are not directly involved and see the votes and see how she makes decisions and see what things she actually does back, so that they don't really understand. So it's all about talking points and it's all about sound bites, because I'm a conservative Christian woman is what you hear on Channel 7. You don't hear any of the other stuff. So
no, you don't. And I think with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. See you in a few.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. it.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $50,000 cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I saw that. Well, so this thing in Chicago is really...
Send him the music.
We're on.
Oh. No. Shit. We're on.
We are on.
Gotta watch what you say.
Go ahead and do the Jethro Tull. I'm gonna send you some more music. I guess I forgot to do it. Hold on. Come
on. Ain't nothing but a thing. Every time it make me sing.
Oh,
ain't nothing
wow.
but a hound dog. We call this improv. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. There you go.
In the shuffling madness of the locomotive breath, runs the all-time loser headlong to his death.
I just sent you some more music. Let's start from the top on the next break and go from there.
I don't know.
I guess I got
locomotive breath is kind of good.
Yeah, I like it too. But I got some good music clips that we need to play that are pretty good today. Let's see.
While we're talking about, you know, like elections and things like that, kind of, sort of, and stuff, do you see where I forget where it was that a bunch of people were registered to vote and they aren't citizens of the United States? I'm trying to pull up the article now, but isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I thought you had to be a citizen to vote.
No, not anymore.
Oh, I guess that changed, huh?
Cross the border, get your $150,000 in the state of California, get a free house, no payments, and medical, dental.
Cell
phone, they give you a credit card, and hey, why would you not vote Republican? Oh, I guess you, because they didn't give it to you, it was all the Dems?
Well, why would you not come here? I mean, alright, so you're in some crap hole area, and...
I mean, I don't even blame them, I think it's a smart move on their part.
Makes perfect sense. Your buddy calls you up and says, hey, you know that place you've seen on TV? I'm in New York City. They're giving me $10,000 and I'm staying inside this penthouse hotel. Everything's paid for. In the meantime, you're in a chonky in the hut.
When I explain it to my grandkids, what I say, the part they leave out is they either had to counterfeit that money, but at the state level, they had to steal that money from somebody else who was working hard to get it to them. So in other words, is there a right and wrong? If the government... If your neighbor steals from you, that's called theft and robbery, and it's a crime. But if your neighbor votes in a government that steals from you. That's called taxes, and it's okay as long as they give it to somebody who deserves it, even though they stole it from you. See, that's not charity. That's called extortion. Charity is when you voluntarily give money to like a church or one of your nonprofits that you support. You know, when you do that voluntarily. That's a good thing. But when the government comes in because your neighbors have voted people in who steal money from other people to give to other people that don't necessarily have work for it, then that's okay, right?
Well, let's stop and look at California. You created a crisis with all the illegals and the homeless people like San Francisco. Now it's illegal to camp in San Francisco on the streets. They're cleaning them up, but they're putting them all in, you know, fancy hotels.
For now.
Because yeah.
the hotels aren't going to stay very fancy for
I'm just saying, they get to, come here, like Dave says, and you get all this nice stuff. Why wouldn't you call up your buddy and say, hey, meet me in San Francisco?
Well, I'm
at the top of the mark.
But see, that's what communism is about. It's called redistributing of the wealth. It's called taking from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. But in the process, they control everybody doing
it.
If they get it, take anything they want from the haves, do they control the haves? Yeah. If they give everything to the nots, so they're totally dependent on the government, do they control them? Yeah. See, this is not difficult because at the end of the day, what you do is you completely crash the economy, and then you got the communist dictators that always seem to appear out of nowhere, kind of like, I don't know, the person that's running for the president now, she hasn't changed her values at all. She's not like a communist or anything, is she?
No.
And she's going to do this all for the good of the people.
Yeah. I heard that comment this morning. Trump is just for Trump, and she is for the people.
Well, she's earned her way.
Wow, really? Have you paid attention to what she does?
She's earned her way to the top. Here she is saying,
I don't know if she earned her way to the top. I'm just saying.
Depends on how what kind of work you
earn. Yeah.
So the thing is that when you look at Kamala, she's all these arguments are against herself. It's like, I'm going to fix the problem when I get elected of the administration that I'm a part of.
That I've been a part of for 3.5 years.
That I did nothing.
But I fixed the border, right?
I'm the worst vice president in the history of the country by all accounts, and all of a sudden, I'm a rock star.
I have this clip that shows that she's saying how she built a wall down at the border and everything. The only problem is all the pictures, or most of the pictures that show, it's Trump's wall.
Yeah, I'm a rock star. Yeah, that's it. I'm the best rock star. And I'm a part of the best band that ever was. Yeah, that's
I got a new idea. Let's not tax tips.
That's my
idea. Yeah.
In fact, I wrote Stairway to Heaven. I'm not changing my values. Of course not, because you were a lying, cheating, thieving, scumbag power grab before. But now all of a sudden, you're a rock star.
But she's good at different accents and vibes.
Yeah. And the cackle. The cackle is
The cackle.
It's there, man. I hear it in my dreams. It's just, it's so exuding of exuberance.
Wow.
That's actually the Wizard of Oz that you're thinking of. It's not her.
Somebody get the pail of water.
So I do want to bring this story up because I think it's really important, and this is probably the story of the day, that, evidently they did a sting operation. This is Steven Crowder in the Mug Club, where they did an undercover operation, and they discovered that the chief public affairs officer of the Southern District Court in New York reveals that yeah, it was lawfare. These Democrats have were trying to convict Trump as a felon to as election interfering, and there's a whole video on it. Alvin Bragg was just stacking charges and rearranging. And this is his words. I'm quoting. He says Alvin Bragg was just stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it fit the case. He says he thinks the case is nonsense. It's a perversion of justice. It's a travesty of justice. It's a mockery of justice. The whole thing is disgusting. That's why Trump is surging in the polls. They're just trying to paint what they did was try to make him into a criminal when he's not a criminal so that they can screw the election over, and get their guy elected. Or gal.
Right.
First it was a guy, see, but then he kind of like, sort of like, just didn't show up to anything. except for ice cream. If they're handing out ice cream, he showed up. But, you know, and she's doing no interviews. It's a taped interview, the one they did, so they can cut it. She can't do – she has no policy. She won't do any interviews. We got to see what's going to happen in the debate, if it's even going to happen. If it does happen, how's that going to work? So we'll see. But
yeah, she has to have her notes when she does speak by herself, and she doesn't have what's his name? Tampon Tim. With her?
Yeah. Who, by the way, his whole family's voting for Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a picture. I posted it. His whole family's, even his mother's voting for Trump.
That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to see this, I'm not going to play the actual video on the radio. I might do it tomorrow on the podcast. But the reason I'm not is because it's one of those grainy things where, you know, you can, if you listen close, you can pick out what he says, but it's hard to listen to. You're not going to hear it on the radio. But I do want to play, Trump's response to this, because I think, his response is really what's going on, with this whole thing. Because the real deal is, this whole thing is a lie. This whole thing is nothing but political prosecution of your enemies, which is exactly what communist dictators do in other countries and banana republics. Let's see if I can get this thing.
Today
to play.
There was a.
Okay, here we go. We're ready.
Today there was a story about somebody in Southern District who's highly respected, knocking the hell out of both of those cases. Say it's an embarrassment they were allowed to be brought. And
that's you, Muck Club.
I had his response here, but I think I got it mixed up with another one. Let me see if I can get the. You can watch the whole thing. Go to Steven Crowder. Let me see if I've got it here. I think here we go.
This is a big story. The Southern District of New York was, and this is a very highly respected group of people. He said it was a disgrace that case was brought. It was a disgrace that the case was brought in front of Mershon.
So this is paired in. This is not the right clip. I thought I had the one that was just his whole speech. But you can watch this whole thing. You can watch his speech. It's easy to get on. Google it. Don't Google it. That's like Scroogle it. But
yeah,
I would like, Brave or someplace. Don't give them any hits. But you can easily find this on Rumble as well. President Trump's response to the Crowder undercover bombshell, which is valid. This guy is the guy in the Southern District, and he was not doing whistleblowing with his knowledge. He got hit caught on an undercover camera. He's not the bad guy here, is what Crowder's saying. He just was saying the truth that nobody else wants to talk about, especially in front of anybody who'll report it, because now he's got to deal with these guys.
I think James O'Keefe had some of that too.
I think he's on something else, but I started to go there too, but I think it's some other thing.
It might be, but I know he had some undercover stuff going on with some of that too.
So,
well, once again, this is one of those times where I just want to repeat to people, if you're not on the free speech platforms and you're not already getting on those platforms like Rumble and on Wimkin, on the rest of the places to where you can actually talk to people throughout the election cycle, don't be surprised when your account gets censored or banned like they do every election cycle. I mean, it was 2020 when I ended up losing my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram. Everything was gone.
Oh, but they're for free speech, aren't they?
What? Yeah, Zuckerberg came out and said that, you know,
he's still doing it.
But he's still doing
it. They're still doing it.
Yeah,
they haven't stopped at all. So, you know, these people are just absolutely liars, and they don't tell the truth at all, and they'll lie about anything and everything.
Speaking of lying about anything and everything, I have a clip that shows Tim Walz saying in 2018, as long as he could make money having illegals come across the border, he was all in for it.
That doesn't surprise me. At every turn, every one of his stories is embellished or flat-out lies.
I mean, I got a clip right here. Let's play it. Here's Tim Walz. Listen to this, eight-second clip.
Think about this. When I was a kid growing up in Nebraska, being gay was illegal. Still technically illegal.
It's still technically illegal in Nebraska. What? This guy can't tell the truth if his life depended on it. They lie about everything, okay? So it is what it is, but you know, we're you know.
Well, yeah, everybody should be happy. We have two big liars that are running this election, right? No problem there.
There is no amount of transparency that we've had over this entire presidency from Biden that was in there and his perfect health and his great cognitive abilities to, oh no, how could this be? We didn't see this coming anywhere, and yet we're all over here. Dude's not there. Like, all of us know he's not there, and only after that debate ends up coming out that, oh no, we were stunned. They were lying to us.
Yeah.
All right, well, the VP would have been fully aware of this, right? So if you're going to point the fingers at all the rest of these people and say they're being lying to us and they've been withholding the truth from the American public and how dare they, why not point the finger at Kamala? Because she obviously knew. Do we think that she wouldn't have known? She was just like, he was so well hidden in the basement, she just never saw him, was like, well, what do you know, Joe? Where's Joe? Well,
I don't know.
About on January 6th? She should have known about the other and the bombs and stuff. I'm just saying.
Well, and so here's my big problem is from 2020 to now, what has been done to stop the steal? What has been done to actually change the way that things are? So I've got this right here, September 6th.
What do you mean by that? Good change or bad change? I mean, there's been changes.
There's been changes, but I don't
think they're... I'm not saying they're good.
Good. So, I mean, okay, so why do we... the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing, expecting a different result. And so, like right here, September 6th, all 15 counties in Arizona sued over failure to remove non-citizen from voter rolls. Arizona law requires country recorders to do monthly voter list maintenance and purge the names of foreign citizens from the voter rolls. Yet as of April, there was more than 35,000 registered voters in the state who failed to provide proof of citizenship and were not entitled to vote in the state and local races, only federal. As of July, AFL sent letters to election officials in Arizona counties to fulfill their obligations to maintain clean voter rolls and ensure that non-citizens' names do not appear, warning them of legal action for non-compliance. So once again, we're already sending out ballots to all of these people, unvetted, going to all these homes. People are going around and collecting all of these ballots and all of these big, big collections and getting everybody out there to go door to door. And a lot of times they're going to old folks' homes and helping them fill out the ballots like we saw in 2020, well, and nothing's being done about it.
The thing is that we could stop this whole illegal voting in quickly. All you have to do is have ID. Well, that'll disenfranchise voters. Like all the people that it would disenfranchise would be, what, black people and Hispanic and so forth, except do they drive cars? Do they have driver's license? Do they, if they're on welfare, do you have to have ID to get welfare? See, this whole thing is, do you know why that they don't want to have voter ID? Why the Democratic Party and the left doesn't want to have voter ID? Do you know?
Because
you would
people.
Actually have to be a person to do it.
Because they don't want to.
Well, you have to actually be a person. Otherwise,
well, they don't want to fix it.
You could be Tumbleweed or you could be Mr. Plant or whatever.
There's only one reason. They don't want to fix it. It's really that simple.
Right. And back to Arizona and the program earlier. Why is it that I didn't realize that our ballots are printed in Arizona? That's a little disturbing.
I don't know. It depends, I guess. I mean, if there was checks on making sure that everything was done legally, I don't have a problem where it's printed, you know. But
but how do you get my understanding is that printing company has been under investigation.
Well, that might be true.
And then how do you get the ballots from there to here, the chain of command for the ballots to get here and then go out to people? How many hands touch them?
And that might be true, too. All I'm saying is that I don't care where they're printed, but is it a criminal organization? Do they have chain of custody?
Well,
why wouldn't
I mean,
you do it locally and have it close?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Well, and once again, it gets back to the whole fact that they did want to continue recording illegal aliens on the census. And they did that because they would lose congressional and House seats all across the state and all across the country. Right now, we're in a place to where we constantly have the census that is doing that. And so us, our small little area up here, we're getting to be represented by Doug LaMalfa. Whereas you've got multiple millions of people down south now that are also getting now House and Senate seats. It's based upon the fact that they're counting illegal aliens, so we have literally no representation.
Well, here's one. We've heard all the stories about the Russian interference and all that in the elections.
That didn't happen. That's not true.
But, well, wait a minute. They might be doing it now. Did you know that the RT ran a program with Putin, and she's endorsed Kamala?
I did. I got that one pulled up right here, too.
Yes.
Well, doesn't she have a communist card?
Yeah, she actually does. We played that on the...
Yeah.
So how is it that they say Trump is controlled by China or Russia, but we have payoffs to Joe Biden? And I've got the report here, and I want to cover it in the second hour on the impeachment in the impeachment inquiry findings. I got the 300-page report right in front of me. And it says $27 million went from foreign individuals or entities to the Biden family. So they're not in control of them. And then Russia's saying that they're endorsing Kamala. Now, I think I agree with what Bongino said the other day, is the fact is they're just trying to cause chaos. See, they don't care.
People don't know.
Well, they don't care who wins the election in Russia,
yeah,
as long as there's chaos. What they want is riots and Americans fighting Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want is to have total upheaval, collapse the economy. And that's what this is really all about. So when they say that they're endorsing Kamala, it's not because they endorse either one of them. They just want to cause chaos.
So that they can do other things.
Well,
why we do this.
Well, because they want the American to collapse in itself.
What I'm saying. So they can get away with it and people don't question it so much.
Here, I'd like to read these quotes from President Putin, because I think that they're important to be able to hear. So Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed support for Vice President Kamala Harris rather than former President Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election. This was on the 5th. So Putin made the remark smiling. I told you we have a favorite, so to speak. It was the incumbent president, Mr. Joe Biden. He was removed from the race, but he recommended to all his supporters Ms. Harris, so we do that too. We will support her, Putin said in remarks cited by the Russian state news agency. Ultimately, the choice is with the American people, and we'll respect this choice, Putin added. As her favorites, it's not us to determine. It is still a choice for the American people. She laughs so expressively and infectiously, it means that she is doing well.
Yeah.
You gotta respect the troll.
The real deal is that's all this is about, is causing chaos, division, and between Americans on the right and the left, so that they can, it doesn't matter, you know, if Kamala, she's obviously a communist, she's obviously a socialist, but they don't really care. If Trump gets in there, they want the same chaos. So this is going to be an election season of riots and whatever, mm-hmm, no matter what. If Trump doesn't get in, the right's going to know they cheated, because the odds and the numbers and everything is so overwhelmingly Trump when you actually get down to the truth, in my opinion, that there's no way that Kamala can win. All of a sudden, the worst president and the worst vice president in the history of the country with the lowest poll numbers is going to win against a former president whose poll numbers are probably the best that they've ever been in history, especially on the Electoral College level.
Well, it depends on what polls you are looking at, because again, they can skew those any way
I'm not
they
saying
want.
Even yeah. count on the polls. Yeah. What I'm saying is all the polls are starting to go the other way now, because I think they did skew them. Okay?
Oh,
and I think they always skew them.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I guess we got the chat closed again. I'm not sure why.
Meanwhile, it's very interesting to me. Yeah. So on Predictit, the presidential election betting site, you've got Kamala Harris, which is the yes for president at 53 cents, and Donald Trump at 50 cents, with Gavin Newsom at 1 cent, Nikki Haley 1 cent, and Ron DeSantis at 1 cent.
Oh, are you on Poly Market?
Predictit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should have an open line after the top of the hour. Anybody wants to call in, and you know, because the chat room, this is what they're doing on purpose. I disagree with the fact of closing it. I think that, that unless, but they're, I didn't see what
Well, it depends on what they were posting.
I didn't see what they're
now.
Posting. It was.
Unfortunately.
It's back
yeah.
on.
Oh, is it?
And also, if we go down over there we're streaming over on Rumble, too, right now. If you don't want to check it out, rumble.com/fires, and we'll be on there.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, before
I'm
we move on,
to get back
I just want to say, did people see about the school buses that the illegal aliens tried to take over in San Diego on the beginning of the month? Yeah. Did you hear about that, like on the news or anything? I know I didn't. But, yeah, they tried to take over a couple of buses down there in the San Diego area with the school children on them.
Well, and this is the crazy thing. So we're seeing this all across the country right now. You've got Aurora, Colorado that's having this happen. That wasn't the first time with the buses either. There was a second one that was just a couple of weeks earlier.
I didn't see that one.
And then you've got Aurora, Colorado. And the funny thing is the police are saying, oh, this isn't happening, except you can see the camera footage of where people are going door to door with AK-47s, full banana clips, in these areas that you're not supposed to have any guns, apparently.
Well, yeah, you know, the news cycle lies about everything. I got a story here where there's like 50 black guys, you know, basically beating the crap out of one white guy, but that's not racism, right? But that doesn't make the news.
Well, and so the interesting thing, too, next up you had Colorado, or not Colorado, after Colorado, you have Chicago, and they're doing the same thing. You've got these Venezuelan migrants that are coming over. They're armed to the teeth, and it's hilarious because you've got the gangbangers that are like, bro, you don't want the smoke, man. You're coming to our city. We got switches, which means basically we turn full auto, and we're about to do this.
It's happening in Texas, too. I saw where they're taking... are trying to take things over.
I think that's the goal of this whole thing.
My crazy prediction on this is we're going to see the gangsters teaming up with the cops to eradicate the Venezuelan gangsters coming in.
So are the Hells Angels actually going to Aurora, Colorado?
They're not there yet.
I've heard different stories. I don't know what to believe.
They're not there yet.
So, I mean, that's got to be good, right?
Right, but I do have some footage of showing those guys in an apartment complex where they're banging on the door trying to get through this door. Do you see it?
Yeah.
And then the person on the other side of the door in the apartment gets tired of him and freaking lights up his door with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they scattered, and that was the end of it.
I don't know.
They didn't like it.
On that door, still ended up – it's scary, man, because you'll see these videos. They're busting the door down. You've got multiple guys on either side. They've got AKs, and that's not hyperbole. They're AK-47s or AK-74s, either or.
And they brought them here legally, right?
Well, this comes right after they literally just passed new gun legislation that said you can't have open carry. You can't have concealed carry. They made it hard for you to do.
It's from Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
From Eric Holder days.
Well, and you listen to some of these things to where you got these rappers. This is this constant CIA garbage crap that's going on. You listen to a lot of these rappers, and they're talking about growing up in the hood over in Chicago, and we'll have our CIA dropping off Gats and guns and everything else and Glocks full auto, stuff that we can't have anywhere in the country, and they're dropping off crates like it's a freaking video game. And they're saying, oh, yeah, when we were growing up, we just thought that was normal because we'd constantly find these all around the city, and they were just dropping off these guns to be able to push gun control. And that's I'll see if I can find the video sometime.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to a break, and that way we can catch up on our music a little bit.
All right, we will take a break, and we will see you in about probably 8 minutes or so. Catch you on the other side.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Former President Trump briefly addressed the issue of abortion during his campaign rally in Wisconsin Saturday.
Mr. Trump is claiming credit for the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the abortion precedent of Roe v. Wade, a case which he said
has torn our country apart for 52 years.
In his remarks, Mr. Trump said he agrees that exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother should be included in proposed laws, but he adamantly opposes late-term or post-birth abortions, calling the latter executions. George Williams reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has teed up a vote this week on a bill that would keep the federal government funded for six more months, but the measure would also require that Americans provide proof of citizenship before they vote in federal elections, and Democrats say they'll fight that. Congress needs to approve a stopgap spending bill before the end of the month to avoid a partial government shutdown just before the election. News organizations asking the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to make public the plea deal struck with the 9/11 defendants.
Seven news organizations filed the motion Friday with the military judges at Guantanamo. They want the public to be able to know the terms of the deal struck between prosecutors and three defendants, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The plea bargains triggered objections from Republican lawmakers and families of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Controversy grew when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the deal. Keith Peters reporting.
Three sisters from Ohio who inherited a dime kept in a bank vault for more than 40 years knew it had some value, but now they can't believe just how much. A company specializing in currency expects the rare coin struck in 1975 to bring in more than $500,000 at online auction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A senior United Nations official says more than 16 months of war in Sudan has killed more than 20,000 people, a grim figure amid a devastating conflict that wrecked the northeastern African country almost entirely. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the director general of the WHO, gives the tally in a news conference in Sudan's Red Sea city port of Sudan today. He describes Sudan as being, quote, a perfect storm of crisis. A Filipino preacher accused of sexual abuse and human trafficking in the Philippines and similar charges in the U.S. has been captured. The Philippines Interior Secretary announces the arrest of Apollo Quibolo in a brief statement on his Facebook account, but has not provided any other details so far. Quibolo went into hiding after a Philippine court ordered his arrest and several others on suspicion of child and sex abuse. The Philippine Senate had separately ordered Quibolo's arrest for refusing to appear. News and analysis at townhall.com. As they position themselves for a possible new dome stadium, the Cleveland Browns are renaming the one they play in now.
The NFL team announced a 20-year agreement with Huntington National Bank, a partnership that includes naming rights. Cleveland's Lakefront Stadium will now be called Huntington Bank Field. The new partnership comes as team owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam consider moving the team out of downtown and into a dome stadium.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, September the 8th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Amongst them, former Senator Sam Nunn, a Georgia Democrat, 86 years old. Current Senator Bernie Sanders is also having a birthday today. He's 83. Former Secretary of Defense James Mattis, 74 today. Basketball Hall of Famer Maurice Cheeks has 68 candles on his birthday cake. Major League Baseball pitcher Garrett Cole is 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my face, but I come through. I need to go home.
Minds.
We have one mind. We're of one mind here.
Mega mind.
Mega mind.
Mega mind. Okay. Listen, we want to play the town hall, and then I got a couple Kamala songs and a couple things we want to play here too for fun. Let's play the town hall real quick, and then we'll get into it.
Good day. Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. In a move to enhance the judicial process, Shasta County Superior Court has joined a pilot program to increase juror compensation. Starting Tuesday, jurors will receive $100 per day from the second day of service, a substantial rise from the previous $15. This initiative, part of a seven-county program in California, aims to diversify jury pools by alleviating financial hardships. Assemblyman Alex Lee, who authored the bill, argues that low pay has led to juries that are not representative of their communities. The program also increases mileage reimbursement to 67 cents per mile. With unanimous support in the state legislature, this $27 million project seeks to ensure trials are truly decided by a jury of peers. The Judicial Council will report on the program's effectiveness upon its conclusion. While changes are underway in the court system, local governance faces challenges. In a contentious meeting, the Reading City Council voted 4-1 to form an ad hoc committee to develop terms for a long-term lease of the rodeo grounds, despite opposition from rodeo associations supporters. The committee, comprising Mayor Audette and Councilman Johnson, is expected to work into 2025. However, the committee's future remains uncertain, with both members facing competitive elections in November. Rodeo supporters, skeptical of the city's intentions, demanded an immediate 25-year lease. They accuse the council of political maneuvering and fear the rodeo grounds might be excluded from future development plans. While the council reassured that the rodeo would stay, they maintain that the committee was necessary to address complex legal and financial issues. The decision highlights the tension between immediate action and careful deliberation in local governance. As these local issues unfold, the political landscape is heating up with the approach of the 2024 presidential general election. Shasta County is gearing up for a series of candidate forums. These events will cover a range of contested races, including city councils, district supervisors, and state positions. This week, the League of Women Voters of the Reading area has scheduled key forums. On Tuesday, September 10th, the Cascade Theater in Reading will host state assembly candidates at 6 p.m., followed by Reading City Council candidates at 7 p.m. Then on Thursday, September 12th, the Larry J. Farr Community Center in Shasta Lake will feature Shasta County Supervisor District 3 candidates at 6 p.m., with Shasta Lake City Council candidates following at 7 p.m. These events provide voters valuable opportunities to hear directly from the candidates in various local and state races, helping them make informed decisions in the upcoming elections. Amidst these political developments, a tragedy struck the North State medical community over Labor Day weekend when Dr. Jeffrey Crawling, a 75-year-old physician from Reading, perished in a fiery plane crash. His small craft collided with a hangar at Knoss Field Airport in Novato, igniting both the plane and the building. Crawling, who had practiced medicine for over 25 years, was known for his dedication to patients across Siskiyou, Shasta, and Tehama counties.
Colleagues describe him as an, quote, old-style doctor who genuinely connected with patients and was always available to help. The accident shocked the medical community, with many expressing sorrow on social media. Investigators from various agencies are working to determine the cause of the crash, while the medical community mourns the loss of a respected and beloved physician. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Join the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
All righty then. Let's go to our caller.
Well, I know he's calling in. I almost forgot to announce this, so we'll go to him. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, good morning. So
I didn't forget. Like I just brought it up during the break.
September 28th, the local Republican conservatives, we're going to have a half a day in the park, Lake Redding Park Gazebo, September 28th, Saturday, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., possibly 2 p.m., we're in the middle of inviting all the other Republican conservative candidates throughout the county, city races, et cetera, other school board races. It will be kind of SCOE-centric, Shasta County Office of Education-centric. And the reason is because that's really the race to watch this cycle, in our humble opinion, in Shasta County. The other city races and everything else are pretty milquetoast, nothing real controversial or, you know, stuff like that. So. And our deal, of course, is parental rights are under huge, huge attack in California with the laws and everything else. And unfortunately, the SCOE majority now, they just do what they're told as long as they get paid to do what they're told. Yeah, we know how that works, right? So we do have a couple of elected officials that will be there to speak for a few moments on parental rights. We're not ready to announce the names yet, but... And going to collect some food trucks, get a food truck or two, an ice cream truck or two, music, you know, there's lots of big lawn area there. Bring the kids. There's lots of lawn for kids to play with, shade, all that. It's a really, really good venue for such events. But any other questions on that? And then I have another quick topic.
Nope. I think that's good. After that, you can always come to the spaghetti feed, too, at 4.
It's a busy day. The Honeybee Festival's that weekend, and the Spaghetti Feed, and that's why we're doing our event basically, you know, 10 to 1, 10 to 2, so people can kind of, you know, move around the cabin freely and attend multiple events that weekend. So it's going to be interesting. So the next item I had was I sent a proposal to the Board of Supervisors and Thomas Toller regarding citizen election judges. I think you all have that same proposal, correct?
I don't have it up, but yeah, I did get it.
Okay, so
the election
unfortunately,
commission. Is the election commission?
No. This is citizen election judges, totally separate from the election commission.
Unfortunately,
it did not make it to the agenda for this Tuesday's board meeting. That's unfortunate. I sure hope it makes it on the next one because time is running short. And the Board of Supervisors have this authority, same as they created the Election Commission. The Board of Supervisors also have the authority to appoint election judges. It's not rocket science. It's right in the law. And so being appointed by the board and then trained by the elections office, I'm going to call them super observers. That's what I'm going to call them. But legally, they'll be election judges. And those would be the folks that Patrick was talking about last hour, about, you know, we're having these extra set of eyes on many, many elections processes this cycle coming up. So if everybody likes the idea of election citizen election judges, they're citizens. If they like that idea, we have to contact the Board of Supervisors and give them and tell them you want that. Tell them you want extra sets of citizen eyes on the elections processes, and this needs to happen right away.
So what they need to do is just email their each one, you know, your personal Board of Supervisor, email the one in your district to tell them that you support this? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would say email all of them.
Okay.
Because even people like Mary Rickert and Turncoat Tim, they will not support this just simply because it's a conservative idea, and especially because it's coming from me. But they need to be able to see these same emails and say, hey, you know what? We like this idea of citizen election judges. So I would say email all of them. And that email address is Shasta County BOS. BOS is short for Board of Supervisors. Shasta County BOS at ShastaCounty.gov. And I appreciate the time today.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks,
bye.
Thanks, Stones. Yeah, I was just making some notes here. Try to keep up with all this stuff.
There's so much to keep
it's
up
hard,
with.
It's hard sometimes. It really is. But all right, so I got a couple clips here we want to play real quick. This is Bernie Sanders talking about Comrade Kavala. This is from the Trump War Room. It says that he's the quiet part out loud, you know. So she's on the NBC program with this Welker. I don't know her first name. Do you think Kamala is abandoning her progressive ideas? And this is exactly what we're talking about.
This is Bernie Sanders?
This is Bernie Sanders. They present one thing, but they'll tell you anything they think you want to hear to get elected. They don't have any values. Listen to this.
Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. My own view is slightly different. I think that in America today, there are a lot of people, rural people, working class people, who no longer believe that the United States Congress and government represents their interests, who dominated by big money interests. So I...
You know, that kind of cracks me up with Bernie. Mm-hmm. I think what he just said is true, but I also think what he just said is that I'm a part of that machine, because isn't he the guy that got bought out on the Hillary thing and, you know, ended up with a nice house in the Hamptons? And
the millionaires and the billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
And the billionaires.
Everybody's, it's all about everybody but me. You know?
Everybody can become a millionaire if they just write a book.
It's pragmatic to lie to people about your real position so that you can get elected, right? That's just pragmatic. That's pragmatism. That's not you're a scumbag liar, right? I guess there's a difference, huh? What is it?
I didn't know there was a difference.
So here we go. Here's another clip from Kamala. This is a serious clip, okay? I want you to listen closely to this, because this shows you, you know, a certain level of intelligence that, here we go.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, well, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right?
Wine, Mom.
And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman, and that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid?
There's that cackling.
Anybody that votes for her for president is insane.
Somebody
that
get
is
this
such
woman
a problem. Water. See, she's doing problematic things.
So I got one here as of yesterday. This is from Breitbart. Cop shot in the U.S. every 22 hours this year. Huge increase during Biden-Harris era, says police union. Under the watch of the Biden-Harris administration, a police officer in the United States has been shot every 22 hours this year, according to a Fraternal Order of Police. More than 260 law enforcement officers have been shot so far this year. The war on cops continues to rage on in America. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Galimenti told Breitbart News, during the past 2 years, more than 630 law enforcement officers were shot. We saw 378 officers shot last year. That is a 60% increase since 2018. This year alone would have seen over 260 shot, in reference to one officer shot every 22 hours. That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Hey, Dave, yeah. Can you cue up? I want to play a song here, because can you cue up the one, the Doors Light My Fire song right there? And then let me know when you're ready, and we'll play it, because I just kind of wanted to do something a little different here and get it on the table here.
So in the meantime, California now flying migrants to Texas as border facilities reach capacity. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond shared images on X showing dozens of migrants being corralled and boarding a plane to be transported out of state. You may see this plane next time you're at the San Diego airport, Desmond wrote. Every other day, the plane transports migrants from San Diego to McAllen, Texas, because border patrol facilities in San Diego are currently over capacity, he continued. This is how the process works. Migrants surrender to Border Patrol agents and are taken to processing center, placed on a bus, and then flown to Texas all on your dime.
Go ahead and play
What's
that. Let's play this clip real quick.
You always say what is untrue. You are a master falsifier. When somebody fact-checks you, like a chameleon, you change your attire. Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. The time for cackling is through. The Biden condition is dire. Now the party turns to you. It's time to claim what you desire. Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Yeah,
yeah. I had to put that in there. You got another one. You can cue up the other one for the break. Let's move on. I thought that was pretty well done. And so I got a clip here, hat tip to my sister on this one. This is the Trump administration will fix this problem because we've got, here's a quote from Trump. It says, when we win, the cheaters will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Trump vows to prosecute election cheaters. See, these people need to be prosecuted because they're not election deniers. They're election cheaters. They don't want elections fixed. They want it to continue as it is. Why else would you say no way to verify the person that's voting? If you could, that would verify for both parties. It's like when we had Kathy Darling in here. Do you support voter ID?
No. Why would I want to do that?
It wasn't even that's not what she said. She wouldn't say yay or nay. She wouldn't say whether she supported it or not. She wouldn't commit to.
What'd she say? It's not a law.
She would say that they won't support it in Sacramento. And then that's not what I asked her. I said, do you personally think that voter ID is a good idea? And she wouldn't even say yes or nay. And so that tells you right there, why don't they have voter ID? Because they don't want voter ID. They don't want fair elections. I want fair elections for both sides. Why? Because if one side's cheating or the other side's cheating, you don't know what's going on out there really in the public. If you've got a county here that's supposed to be 68% conservative and liberals and Democrats keep winning, and they're not cheating, that tells you that you don't have a county that's 68% Republican and conservative. It tells you that those demographics are skewed somehow because it can't keep happening that way if it's what we say it is. They're lying out there. Somebody's filing.
They're not. Well, there is that they're not going to the polls, but we need truthful data.
We need truthful data so we can go after the problem
and
try to fix it for real. Not just guess, oh, gee, we're 68% Republican in this county, but we have a Democrat for ROV, we have a Democrat for the Board of Education, we have a Democrat, for sheriff, we have a Democrat. I mean, at what point in time does that not make sense? And then you go, well, why don't we just make sure by putting some voter ID, make sure that they have ID? Well, we can't do that. That'll disenfranchise voters. Who? Who would it disenfranchise? Somebody that can't get an ID? Who can't get an ID?
You have to have ID for everything.
Exactly.
Anymore,
it's complete BS. is what that is.
And once again, all right, so you have a Second Amendment that's put there because you have a right and an obligation to protect yourself. At no point in time do the police have an obligation to protect you. That's already been ruled by the Supreme Court Absolutely. Over and over again. So the fact of the matter is, if you believe that it is disenfranchising people to have an ID, why do you have to require an ID for every firearm purchase? Why?
Why do you have to have an ID for anything?
Why do you have to have an ID to get into the Democratic National Convention?
Well, and these are the points. All right, so if your worldview is truly that police officers are such a danger to minorities, why are you preventing these minorities from being able to purchase a firearm if they're that big of a danger, right? Well,
why do I have to have ID to get on a plane or a bus or anything?
So let's go back here and let's go back to Trump and talk
You don't
about
if you're an illegal. That's the irony. So
that's what I'm saying. But I do. I have to show ID all the time for things
Everybody
like that.
Everybody does. That's the whole point. Everybody has to have
I didn't
ID.
Mean just me,
you can't get
I'm
anything in this society or have anything, a bank account.
I can't even buy alcohol without showing
that's
ID.
What I'm saying. So to say that it disenfranchises voters is a complete BS grift. It's really that simple. Why do they not want ID? Because they don't want ID. Because they don't want to fix the real problem. If there's a way to fix the problem, they're not for it because obviously
it exposes them.
We might have a free and fair election if that's the case. Oh, you're an election denier. Well, you're an election cheater. I'm not denying anything other than the fact is, why are you not trying to make it so we know? Why would you not put anything into place? Everything that they've done is to make sure that we can't have a free and fair election. Why would you not be for putting things into place that will stop both sides from cheating unless you want to cheat?
They want to cheat.
That's it.
It's obvious. And that's at every point in time.
That's what they've been doing.
So right now, here's a headline as of yesterday. 70% of migrants under Biden came illegally. Surprise, shocker, shocker. No one is surprised.
We want to close the border. The border's fine. There is no border problem. There is no invasion at the border. There's no problem. There is no illegals coming over the border.
Look at the rates of suicide for Border Patrol agents currently right now at the border. They're seeing right now stuff that you would only see in third world countries in war-torn areas where they're seeing bodies that are washing up continually based upon all the people that are trafficking people illegally, and we're incentivizing it and making it more.
I watched a program yesterday where they did an interview with all the illegals that they could find in the state of New York, and they asked them, who are you voting for? And almost to a man, they said Kamala, if they could vote. Okay, if they were going to vote, they'd vote Kamala. Well, gee, the replacement theory doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything, right? Come on.
Right.
Give me a freaking break.
And let me get this straight. Just a little bit ago, you read an article that the center in San Diego was getting so full that they're having to fly the illegals over to
Texas.
But there's no problem with the illegals to the border?
Let's go this. Let's listen to Alina Abba. And
this is pretty good.
This is pretty good. This is about a minute and some 40 seconds or so. Here we go.
Good afternoon. I've done this one too many times, actually too many times for the last 3.5 years while President Trump has been trying to fight to get this country back. And I want to speak to the American women, and I want to speak to the people that need to get out and vote on November 5th. I have sat with President Trump for years now while he has been targeted with lies and with judges, AGs, NDAs who have specifically run in this city and others on getting Trump. The Trump administration will fix this problem. We will stop Kamala Harris's regime, because she was there, let's not forget that, and she still is, of using officials from the White House, putting them in DA's offices, in AG's offices, and attacking your political opponent. And this country deserves better than this. We do. We should not be sitting here at a press conference talking about this. We did this in 2016, and every woman had no reports. They come out when it's election time. And as a woman who has stood with President Trump, who has spent extensive time with President Trump and with his beautiful family, I will tell you, that is not President Trump, and I completely am disgusted by what I have seen happen to this person, his family, and the Trump organization that we stand in right now. You must vote Donald Trump back in, because as an attorney, as a woman, as a mother, our future of this country depends on it, and we need to stop this from happening. The DOJ is supposed to help our country and protect us, not attack us, because you cannot win in the polls. Thank you.
So there you have it. And that kind of says what we've been talking about with the undercover sting, you know, on the Southern District public information officer admitting on camera that's what they're doing is attacking all their political opponents. It's not conjecture at this point. There's facts. But these people don't care about facts because what they care about is winning, just like what Bernie just said. Oh, I think it's pragmatic to lie to everybody because that's how you get elected. Kind of like our local official here that keeps telling us that she's a Christian conservative Republican woman, but she gets support from the Democratic Party locally.
What's their saying? The ends justifies the means or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. That's right out of the Marxist playbook.
Excuse me.
So let's play this little meme, and then we'll move on here.
Just sit right back as the Dems implode. The swing states Trump will flip. Now Kamala, the open for a Joe Biden ship. We all know that Big Mike's a man, and Obama we endure. Dementia Joe was forced to wake one too many snooze. Now democracy's secure. Primary started getting tough. Fake accent she whipped out.
You know
she's lying when she starts to laugh. Democracy would be lost. We must win at all costs. The Democrats now confident, hoping you'll vote for insane. With giggling, the socialist too. Is she Indian, black or white? She's a Florida. Obama and Michelle the man. Here I giggling back.
It's hard to listen to.
And with that, we're going to take a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care, working for peanuts, not a dime to spare, but I was leaning, solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light, and I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock, like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me, like a rock.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looney Tunes, welcome into the show.
Well, as long as we're talking about Looney Tunes, I thought I might get my Marvin of the Martian.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting a rabbit.
I misplaced my Q37A modulator. I'll never get to blow up to this. Kind of a little bit almost Kermit the Frog there.
Almost.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little different. So I've got...
Miss Piggy.
Got some lightning.
Interesting one.
It was very frightening. Yeah. So I do want to, before you go on, let's talk about okay, they say that politics makes strange bedfellows. So Dick and Liz Cheney say they're endorsing Comrade Kavala.
Yep.
Kamiala?
Yep, he just came out like a day or so ago on that.
Now, think about that for a second. This is the guy that they said was a threat to the world, a threat to democracy. He was dangerous. This is the guy that shot somebody.
The biggest danger is going hunting with him.
Yeah, don't go hunting.
Want to know, he said... In his statement, in our nation's 248-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. Cheney, 83, said in the statement shared on September 6th, he tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him.
But now he's a good Democrat because, he's changed. He's... See,
or is he just showing his real colors?
Ding, 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 ding. Trevor, a double jeopardy in the Liz Cheney round. So the real deal is these guys are like this all the time. They lie about everything. And Bush and Obama and Bush and Clinton, they're all on the same freaking team. It's the big moneyed interest that Bernie was talking about, the one that pays off everybody. Why did they go after Trump so bad? Because he's not controllable. Remember, he got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. He put NATO in line. The Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, when you start going down the line, it's because he wasn't playing ball with the globalists.
Well, yeah,
let's not forget also the pipeline that would have been freaking amazing that got shut down day one. Because you know what? I'm feeling it at the gas pumps. Like, yeah, not cool.
I was going to say, 3.5 years ago, were you able to buy more and do more things than you are today? That's the question I have. Are you better off now than you were then?
Here's one. How many wars did we have under Bush and Cheney? And how many wars did we have under Clinton and Obama and Biden? And how many wars did we have under Trump?
You mean the continual war with those folks?
Yeah.
It never ended for yeah.
And who's, did Trump start any wars? Let me think. Nope, not on Saturday.
And he left all of our troops someplace? No, that wasn't him.
No, he was already in Afghanistan.
I'm trying. I'm working
didn't
at it.
Start a war. Let's see. We're almost in World War III, and Dementia Joe's been on vacation for the most of any president. He's like 50 weeks in vacation in his last 4 years.
And just ship money over to Ukraine. What's the problem? Just keep sending the money.
Yeah, not because that's a problem. Because let's
keep shipping it over.
Let's go back to the let's go back to the impeachment inquiry findings that just don't seem to be making any headlines these days. I don't know what the problem is. Okay, so in 2014 to the present, as part of a conspiracy to monetize Joe Biden's Office of Public Trust to enrich the Biden family members and their associates received over $27 million from foreign individuals and entities. Of course, the left will say, lies, lies, it's all lies. Really? Yeah.
I don't know why I was picturing, you remember the Donald Duck version when they're like in the movie, lies, lies, all lies.
See, I was going for the Lon, not the Lon Chaney. Who played Frankenstein? I don't know. But, Boris Karloff, there you go.
That one went over my head. I'm not that old.
You don't know Frankenstein until you watch Boris Karloff.
But Boris Karloff always talked like that. Anyway, never mind.
Please, some I have some more.
I do Jimmy Cagney and a little bit of Edward G., but never mind. I haven't done it for a while. It'll probably sound like crap. All right, so in order to obscure the source of these funds, the Biden family and their associates set up shell companies to conceal the payments from scrutiny.
What about their dealing of the white stuff in the White House?
Well, nobody knows whose that was.
Even though
the head of the Secret Service may tried to get him to destroy the evidence, and they still haven't done that yet. And then she kind of got fired for not doing her job and trying to protect people. You know, that kind of stuff. But the Biden family used the proceeds for those business activities to provide hundreds of thousands of dollars to Joe Biden, including thousands of dollars that are directly traceable to China. So China Joe is like, Joe Biden, that guy. And so Jim Biden did not provide any evidence to support this claim. The Biden's family receipts of millions of dollars were required Joe Biden knowingly, he knowingly participated in this conspiracy, including that when he served as vice president. Okay. Let's see. Joe Biden used his status as vice president to garner favorable outcomes for his son and his business partners in foreign business dealings. Witnesses acknowledged that Biden involved Vice President Biden in many of his business dealings in Russia, Romania, China, Kazakhstan, and Ukrainian individuals and companies. The then Vice President Biden met or spoke with nearly every one of the Biden family's foreign business associates, including those from Ukraine, China, Russia, and Kazakhstan. Now, if Trump had one phone call with Putin, and all of a sudden there was Russia, Russia, Russia. This guy's been traveling the world getting money from all of these countries, donated, going to his family for a business that they don't have and there's no product or services. But that's not newsworthy, is it?
No.
Uh-uh. Biden family leveraged Joe's positions of public trust to obtain over $8 million in loans from the Democratic benefactors. Okay, so let me explain this to you. Kind of being a tax expert and everything. Loans aren't income, so that you don't have to claim them. So if the Democratic donors or benefactors give him big checks and say they're loans, they never show up anywhere because they're not really income, except if you never pay them back, which he hasn't been. And if you default on paying back a loan, it then becomes income at some point. But I digress. The media would never, I mean, come on. They don't know anything about this, right? Even though it's in this congressional report that just came out not too long ago, 300 pages of it. But I guess MSLSD and CNN and NBC and USA and CNN, they don't, none of this is on the television, right? Because it's irrelevant, because it's a Republican Congress that did it. So there's absolutely no facts, and it kind of mirrors what the Biden laptop was. It was fake until, it wasn't.
And there it was. And there it was.
What happened?
Okay. I'm just saying, and there it was. It was true.
Millions of dollars of loans have not been repaid, and the paperwork supporting many of these of the loans does not exist. So, in other words, if I say it's a loan, but I don't have a note, and I don't have an interest rate, and I don't have any record of it being a loan, it's not really a loan legally. But if I call it a loan because my DOJ won't prosecute me because he's in my pocket, then, hey, we all just are happy and free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no worries. Don't worry.
Of course, tax the rich. Well, this is the misnomer of all of it. We keep raising the taxes. We keep doing all the rest of this stuff. And yet it's the people that are the working class get hit the hardest. And the next people that get hit the hardest are the 1099, the people that employ themselves. It's highway robbery at every inch and every turn. You look at all these CEOs, all these big corporations, right? We're going to tax them, except the giant CEO is only making $79,000 a year, but his stock is increasing to hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's never taxed.
Let me go on a little farther in the, I'm just reading the highlights here. All right, so these loans, if that's what you want to call them, raise serious questions about whether the funds were provided as gifts disguised as loans. Now, if those are gifts, there are different tax treatment, by the way.
That's like $25.
Well, that's different. We're talking about...
Oh, it was tips.
Okay, so under the Biden administration, the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you know, the FBI or the FB in your eye, afforded special treatment to the Biden's to his son Hunter, and several witnesses acknowledged the delicate approach used during the Hunter Biden case. Described the Okay, so he just pleaded guilty to tax. How come he's not pleading guilty to being a foreign agent on a FARA violation because he never registered as a foreign agent,
right,
which is a felony, by the way? But that would connect him to Joe, because if he's a foreign agent,
he probably did a plea deal. I'll say I'm guilty of tax fraud and just don't bring that up and leave me alone.
And
well, and so his
Merrick Garland.
So his first statement too is, Derek, oh, it's Farland? Just political is it prosecution. That's what it is.
Is it Merrick Garland or Derek Farland? I can't remember.
Well, and speaking to this, did you see where this Linda's son just got arrested? For former aide.
Who got arrested?
Her name is Linda Sun.
I don't know.
Arrest of New York Governor.
Oh, that's Hochul's secretary who
yeah,
was
and them and involved with the Chinese
yeah.
during that time.
Yeah.
No, nothing there.
So here's the thing. The Biden Justice Department misled Congress about the independence of law and enforcement entities in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden. The Biden administration political appointees exercised significant oversight and control over the investigations of the president's son. Witnesses describe how the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware and now Special Prosecutor David Weiss, who oversaw the investigation and prosecution of Hunter, had to seek an agreement from U.S. attorneys to bring the case into a district geographically distinct from his own and approval from the Biden Justice Department Tax Division to bring specific charges or to take investigative actions against Hunter. Despite the clear conflict of interest, Weiss was only afforded special counsel status after the investigation came under congressional scrutiny.
Plea deal.
Now, they've withheld documents. They've impeded Congress. They've impeded the committee investigation. They've skewed the law. They've gave special treatment. Money received from China. They've hidden it. This is important?
They have proven connections with China and everything? No. It's not important.
And so this is the last little capsulization. The White House has obstructed the committee's impeachment inquiry by withholding key documents and witnesses. The White House has impeded the committee's investigation of President Biden's unlawful retention of classified documents by refusing to make relevant witnesses available for interviews by erroneously asserting executive privilege over audio recordings from the special counsel Hur's interviews with President Biden. In addition, the White House has prevented the National Archives from turning over documents that are material to the committee's inquiry. Isn't that obstruction of justice? If you've committed a crime and it's not there, when you're asserting executive privilege, that you can't use that if you've actually committed a crime that they're investigating. Isn't that what they used on Trump? Oh yeah, he committed a crime.
That's different.
That's way different. That's Trumpville. Just saying. That's way different.
Well, and the big thing, too, is that we're seeing over this last couple of weeks the stuff about the jobs. Because, I mean,
that they lied about?
All of it. So the last time they lied this bad was, ironically, under the Obama-Biden administration. And that was 2008, 2016, then afterwards. And we're seeing that they're basically, at every turn, screwing over the American public. So I've got this article right here. Great replacement job shock. 1.3 million native-born Americans just lost their jobs, replaced by 635,000 immigrants.
Oh, yeah, the jobs are falling off let me tell you something. The economy is spiraling down to the bottom of the hole to run you out to the sewer right now. They're only keeping it up by counterfeiting money and stuffing it into the market because if you look around, we're in a great economy, right? That's why there's all these stores closed. That's why there's homeless people everywhere. They're lying about everything, and our jobs market is tanking and is the worst in history, and our GDP is going down faster than any time in history right now. And before I let you get back to this, gold is at an all-time high right now. I guess we just missed that one, too. It's at the highest it's ever been. And that always historically happens when there's economic upheaval and people are running for the doors for safety.
So here is...
We do have a caller.
We do. I want to just make this quick.
Okay, real
make
quick.
Your point.
Zero Hedge. How is this not the biggest political talking point right now? Since October 2019, native-born U.S. workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. Over the same period, foreign-born workers have gained 3 million jobs.
Because that's called replacement theory. Never mind.
Yeah. And with that, we'll go to the caller. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I was just going to mention one topic only. This is allegation Kamala Harris had a hit and run back in 2011. Young gal, Alicia Brown, I saw a YouTube with Gary Franchi. I sent this out the other day. I think it was on the 5th. It's a 10-minute YouTube.
Wasn't there some attorney not too long ago, local, that had a hit and run on somebody, too? I've heard whispers in the wind.
Yeah.
I need to know more about that if anybody's got any information.
I don't know
on
exactly,
that.
But was it
something about injuring somebody
run?
And being drunk and on a sidewalk?
But we don't have cover. It's like ignore the whole Ted Kennedy and Chappaquiddick and that
right?
woman. That
right.
Yeah. See how people get things taken care of. So anyway, just FYI, folks. This is a wheelchair-bound teenager at the time. This teenager, Alicia Brown, her mother recently died, so now she feels compelled to come forward because I guess they had men come and visit her mom, and of course this girl's had like multiple, 11 surgeries. She doesn't seem like she'll walk again. And then this is how they kind of silence and take out people. My concern is when people start to whistleblow and come forward like this, which they should, but then there's that repercussion thing, and like, she had a bad accident, or something really horrible happened. So
they commit suicide.
Suicided. Mm, yeah.
They call that getting Hillary'd.
Yes, Hillary'd. So anyway, if people go look that up, this is a young gal, a person of color, and there's Kamala being implicated, and I'm trying to find more information on that. You think it's going to be buried and scrubbed? You betcha. This is from 2011, but she was the attorney general back in San Francisco, and I guess she was in a going down a wrong way, one way thing, and hit this gal. And these people can scare people to say nothing.
You know what I find interesting is that anybody with half a brain that did any research on this stuff would come up with some conclusions on some of this stuff. And I just got to say that I think anybody that's voting the Democrat ticket right now is either stupid, blind, evil, or stupid, evil, and blind. I can't come up with anything else because they just ignore everything. So it's all about winning. Right and wrong doesn't matter. There's no good and evil and this persecution of Trump for no reason. And none of the fact they got derangement syndrome so bad that they would sell out their own country in order to elect a communist dictator.
And look at this maneuver. She's just suddenly being pulled into the spotlight platform. She can't, like you said, she can't communicate without enough handlers. good God, this is as bad as Biden, only in a little bit different direction. But, yeah, no one can now scrutinize her, background checked her sufficiently. If they've scrubbed a bunch of stuff, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge. But I tell you what, the more I look at stuff, I am just, this is why when women feel like, do we ever get a decent candidate? I grew up with Shirley Chisholm running for president?
I don't even remember.
I'm sorry, this was back in the 70s. No, black woman running for president.
I'll tell you what.
Shirley Chisholm.
I thought the biggest injustice was when Ron Paul ran and how both medias came out against him to slam him down. And he was probably the best candidate ever from an economic standpoint, a moral standpoint, and he was a libertarian. But the machine came out, the smear machine came out from the fake news, and they just destroyed him. And just kind of like what they're doing with RFK even right now. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's not a part of the machine, they just destroy.
Yep. No, and the cabal runs it all anyway, so it doesn't matter what puppet gets put in there. They're all on a leash, whether it's a short leash, a medium leash, long or extra long leash. They're still under some influence and control. Otherwise, they can do it. We'll kill you. We'll kill you a million ways. Watch. And they've already tried it multiple times. So anyway, yeah, let's keep an eyeball on this. And she needs to get every bit of pressure because I don't like this maneuver. She's not getting checked under the hood, let's say. Don't like it.
Also, Lori, I was just looking up that information. It doesn't appear that information is factual. It looks like the site that started that one, as far as the Kamala hit and run thing, had been recently registered. So I don't. I would take that one with a grain of salt.
See, that's the problem with this finding the
truth.
It's
very hard to get.
It's hard to know the truth anymore because so many sources come out that throw disinformation out on purpose to get you looking like a fool. I've seen this from a long time ago, and you really had to do your homework on all this stuff. And even then, stuff falls through the cracks, and you make mistakes because I've seen it. That's a classic CIA, FBI tactic.
What do they call it? Clickbait?
Go ahead.
Malinformation. I don't like what you said or how you said, so it's not misinformation or disinformation. It's this new term called mal, M-A-L, information. And look up Tim Walz's stuff, all his craziness.
Well, what I'm saying is that you don't want to repeat lies. So you got to research the truth. And in this environment, with so much information coming at you so fast from so many different sources, it's really difficult not to make a mistake once in a while. But I try to own up when I find something that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always open to rethink my stances because you think you know it all and you think you know everything, that you got a lot to learn.
And I said carefully, alleged, and this is why I said it's anyone else finding it, because you almost need a team of people to spend hours and hours and hours, and you still might not find, because if it's been completely surgically removed, precision techniques of removal of information.
That's why I try to stick to facts. It's like I had someone telling me that Kamala is a man. And the moon landing never happened. And you know something? If I found out that was true, would I be shocked? No, because there's so much deception going on. I don't think that's true, to be honest. But at the same time, there's so much deception going on. It's hard to know sometimes what they're not covering up or covering up.
Mark, I saw what you saw too, and I'm like, oh, okay. So Manchel, sure, total female all the way. Pregnant twice, never.
Well, evidently, either that or Willie Brown is kind of getting off the deep end.
Well, you never know. You just never know what
anyway,
might be.
Yeah, there you
have it. Be careful of long COVID. Sergio Mendez died this.
I was going to play that song I actually keyed it up, but I think we're going to lose it. But I saw that. I appreciate
that. Next week,
that.
It's fine. No. All right, you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one. Thanks.
In fact, maybe we can play that as our music going out. Let's see, what was the name of the song? It was Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66, The Fool on the Hill. It's actually a Paul McCartney song, but he played it, and everybody will recognize the tune. So maybe we'll go out with that if we can do that. Can we do that? All right, she's shaking her head yes.
So Pakistani arrested and plotting largest attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. Today's date, that was on Zero Hedge. U.S. Department of Justice announced Friday that a Pakistani citizen living in Canada has been arrested and charged with plotting a terror attack at a Jewish center in New York City.
Do you think that letting all of these illegal aliens in from all countries all over the world, that maybe a few terrorists might slip through the cracks? And there's not going to be any attacks, of course, you do understand. I mean,
according to Homeland
Security, as long
as they
vote, it doesn't matter.
We have 37,000 terrorists that are probably in the country.
As long as they
I was going to say, what is the percentage of the bad people that come over?
About
2%. It's pretty high.
Well, as far as the terrorists that are coming over, you've got about
well,
2%.
What do you? Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like
who's defining terrorists at that point?
It's kind of like Blazing Saddles. It's kind of like Blazing Saddles when they're doing the interview. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I like armed robbery, you know, and rape and extortion and rape. And he says, well, you said rape twice. He said, I like that a lot. You know, so, I mean, that's what you're dealing with. Nobody knows. We can't screen these people. I mean, what are you? They're just letting them go at the border. You know, so. If you don't think something's going to happen here pretty soon, you're a nut job because we're not safe anymore. We have the borders are open. All right, so
pretty much we're at the end of the show.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Have a great week, everybody.
Don't compare it with the government. All gun control is right.